Mission Impossible 3 with Tom Cruise. This is Dr. Mo. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Welcome, everybody. Just saw the movie. Pretty good movie in terms of action. Action was outstanding. I had a huge problem, however. If you're going to be seeing this movie soon, you might be disappointed. Of course, you've seen a lot of stuff about Tom Cruise in the news. Him and Katie Holmes. He's banging some young chick. She's, I don't know, what is she, 14? Gets her ass pregnant right away. Actually marries her despite her parents. I think what I saw in the movie was not enough of Ethan Hunt, the character, and a lot more of Tom Cruise, the man. You know, we've seen in the news he's going nuts with his relationship. He's having all the relationships. He's having all these candid interviews, these, you know, really up close and personal with Tom Cruise. I mean, he's getting on people's nerves. One reporter sprayed him with water in his face as a prank. It's like, Tom Cruise, wake up, buddy. Again, great scenes in Mission Impossible 3. Problem with the movie is that there are some times where we realize that Ethan Hunt is actually Tom Cruise wearing a mask. If you see what I mean, he's impersonating Ethan Hunt. He's not able to be a tough-ass, kick-ass, secret agent guy who doesn't give a shit, who's got a tough kind of look on his face. It has to be tough. Because, you know, people think he's a sissy and everything. Who has this tough look and this, you know, hard, stern, sort of in-your-face, Hawkeye look. You know, I'm going to get right through you. Look, you know, and then in this movie, they show him gallivanting around like a little sissy. He's got this new woman. He wants to, you know, he's going to marry her. He's all, you know, all smiles. He's like a giddy little girl. He's gallivanting around the, frolicking around the countryside, half naked, wearing a skirt made of banana leaves and corn stalks. You know, it's just a horrible picture to see Tom Cruise, you know, playing Ethan Hunt in the way that he was playing him in the movie. Yeah, they try to give him... Now, obviously, Tom Cruise is going through some shit in his life. Obviously, I was talking about Katie Holmes, the babies, and all that shit. I'm in love, Scientology, all my shit, right? I got all this. Reporters are flashing me in the fucking face. I'm an amateur pharmacologist. I know what Brooke Shields needs to do with her life. That trashy whore. He's everything now. He's the guy all of a sudden. He's peaceful. He spent a week in Tibet. He was filming fucking The Last Samurai, which is a great movie, by the way. You know, all of a sudden he's got some wisdom. He's a goddamn grandmaster. I remember there was a piece on him they did on After The Last Samurai where he's walking around like he's some wise fucking leader. And he's sitting around. During an interview, he's sitting around fucking Buddha style. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me with this shit? Who the fuck are you fucking fooling, all right? What's he doing sitting around in fucking monk style on fucking 2020? Whatever, man. I was not too impressed with that. Obviously, Tom Cruise has something to prove. He is short. I've noticed that a lot of short men tend to feel like they have something to prove. So they do crazy shit, like buy a fucking Hummer. Even though you can't fucking afford it, you're living at your mother's house. No matter. I got a fucking Hummer. I'm fucking crushing anybody on the streets. And my cock is as long as my toe, fucking little toe. All right? You'll find a lot of guys with a you know, small cock will tend to have that complex of having things bigger than life. I guarantee you Arnold Schwarzenegger has a small cock. As a matter of fact, I saw him in that movie. I think it was Twins. And he was wearing, like, pants. It was, like, not even a bulge. Not even. I'm not even looking at his cock when he was competing. I don't want to get into that. But let me tell you, it's definitely a complex. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. It's a complex. I mean, Tom Cruise has that. He has to do these things. He has to be bigger than life. Cocktail, Days of Thunder, Remember him? Born on the 4th of July. Okay, that was a great movie. Didn't like the other two. That was a classic with the underwear dance. Whatever. A lot of horny, you know, young white girls went nuts over that. And all of a sudden, he's a fucking icon. I tell you what was great about that movie, Ellen Barkin. That's a hot piece of ass there. You want to talk about... All right. She's got a black soul, that woman, I tell you. That's a hot piece of ass. I thought that was hot about that movie. But then fucking Tom Cruise waltz around in his fucking teeny puny premature ejaculation wet behind the ear underwear with socks and does a fucking do me dance on a goddamn Florida living room. Not interested. He had other things that were great. A movie I loved was Minority Report. I think something happened and he did this movie called Vanilla Sky in which he undergoes this transformation. He had his face was all mashed up, so like he had to act. He couldn't rely on the other shit. I thought that was a great movie. I saw him in a whole different light after that. And there was a movie that was bashed and banned. So, you know, after that movie, I think he did a couple of other movies, like the Samurai movie, Minority Report. Those movies were great. I enjoyed them tremendously. Great acting, I think great vision. War of the Worlds, Steven Spielberg, great movie again. A Collateral, that was a dark movie. He was kind of weird in that, but that was a good movie, you know. I thought that was a pretty good movie. So, but then this Mission Impossible thing happened. You know, Mission Impossible 2 was good, don't get me wrong. I think really he did, you know, Eyes Wide Shut was weird. Magnolia was kind of weird, too. It was a little too much of him being trying to be normal. Mission Impossible 2 was, again, Ethan Hunt. He did well there because he did the role right. He focused on being Ethan Hunt, not Tom Cruise the cunt. Not some sissy about to get married and, you know, is giddy on a mission. Are you killing me? He's walking around... You're killing me with this shit. He's walking around with a freaking Uzi machine gun looking for the enemy, talking about, I'm getting married. I thought he was going to start clicking his fucking heels in his pink fucking slippers. It's ridiculous. That was pussy. That was bad. The moments, you know what? The whole thing about the girl, him saving the girl, that like kind of mirrors, you know, what he sees in his life. You know, he's kind of saving Katie Holmes from her crazy parents who are so nuts to not want their daughter to go with him, the superstar. Can you see that? He's saving her on screen and he's choosing her over everything. Or not. One thing that was corny, I thought, was when, you know, at the end of the movie, he brings the girl to his office. Like, who knew the IMF had, like, an office? They have cubicles and shit. It looks like CSI Miami in there. I swear to God, people, there's a fucking water cooler, there's a goddamn cappuccino machine over here. They're walking around, they're talking, they're like, have you seen the latest movie? Yeah, well, listen, I went shopping yesterday. I mean, they're doing it. These are people who, you know, run around the world sneaking to kill people, and they're having, you know, discussions about what was on, you know, Sex and the City last week. I have a mission for them, should they choose to accept it. Find Usama, and let's fucking put Bush to rest. And let's get this over with so we can move on. But, you know, the whole office scene threw me off. You know, all the scenes where they were, you know, together and with their friends, they had a party at the house. They fucking introduced her. Oh, I'm going to marry you. And then we see that he has skills because, like, he reads her lips across the room and she's trying to remember something and he spits it afterward. And she's like, oh, did he hear you? Get the fuck out of here. Put a fucking mask on and go kill somebody. The second movie was cool. At the end of the first movie, they had this promo where he was on a mountain. It was pretty interesting. Nice way to do it. But, again, Mission Impossible 3. Great scenes when Philip Seymour Hoffman is in the picture with Tom Cruise. He's a great actor, great presence. He really put it out there. He personified this character so well. You know, it freaked me out. You know, I was trying to find Philip Seymour Hoffman in that character, and to be honest with you, I could not. So to me, that would mean that he was acting his ass off, okay? And he's a great actor. I recognize that today. I saw him in a movie I forget what it's called, but he plays this guy where his guy who loses his wife, and then he goes through the shit after she dies. It's fucking nuts. I mean, you can't imagine, but he took me there. That puts you in a whole other place. Movies like that, you know, and people who can act, they could push this out to you in a way that makes sense and that you can grasp, you know, and it would, you know, be, I guess, a common, you know, perception for everyone of what that expression, that feeling would be if that actor was very good. And Seymour Hoffman is excellent. This flick, worth going to see it for him. I'll be honest with you. That's it. Please leave comments on the website. Join the email mailing list. On the right side of the website, there's a bunch of links there. Find the one that says contact information. You know, send some comments. Post feedback. Join the email list so you know when a new podcast is up. Join via iTunes. Do your thing. Peace.